Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about in Canada, they passed legislation, I believe it was, that is limiting people in the amount of cryptocurrency that they can buy each year, I think it was. Bonnie, you have that story. Also, the Taliban is celebrating. Evidently, the United States has been unofficially or officially withdrawn from Afghanistan for just over a year now, and the Taliban wants to recognize it, presumably, as some sort of holiday. And I can't say that I blame them. I feel like they should probably call it Independence
That's
Day.
That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah, it's like, what's the difference between that and Independence Day?
Well, as far as I can tell, there isn't a difference. But, of course, that's going to make Americans upset if the Taliban's call it Independence Day. But they are, you know, celebrating their independence from the United States government. So, can't imagine what else they would call it. Also, a school teacher shortage. Nikki, you have this story. This is the first I've heard about it. The school teacher thing in the United States is such a mess, and I hate it, right? Because these people are welfare whores. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
It's a super cushy, super easy job.
But they're always complaining about how they don't get paid enough.
Well, who doesn't complain about that, though? Mm. I don't think I've ever met a single person who's like, you know what? I'm making enough money at my job. I think everyone I've ever met was like, I don't get paid enough.
But no one complains about it like public school teachers do.
And they get so mad when you call them overpaid babysitters.
But they are overpaid babysitters. And look, I don't want to discount how difficult it is to have a classroom full of yelling, screaming first graders or second graders or something like that. I wouldn't want to do it. I would struggle not to punch one of these kids in the face. I'm not a violent person, but when you've got 25 plus kids in there and they're screaming and you have to get these people in line, God bless these people. Or God has blessed
these
people.
Or even worse,
Satan.
High schoolers.
Well, high schoolers, I at least understand high schoolers, right?
There's pros and cons to both, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
But, like, I have a dog, and I realize that dogs aren't children, but, like, my dog is still a puppy. She's at that age where she wants to listen, but sometimes she just can't. She's just too excited, and the puppiness takes over, and she's got too much energy, and she just cannot focus on me. That's very different from having a teenager who is focused on me, and they know what I want them to do. They just don't care, like my cats.
Yeah.
Like, I find my cats a lot easier to deal with because they know what I want from them. Sometimes they just don't care because it's not convenient for them.
That's a great comparison. Cats are like teenagers and dogs are like young children.
Yes.
Oh. I heard that dogs are as aware as about a 7 or 8 year old kid, and that makes a lot of sense to me.
That does make a lot of sense, yeah.
It probably depends on the dog, obviously, yeah. Because some are smarter than others, and I've seen some really stupid dogs in my day, and I've seen some really smart ones, right? However, I would rather deal with the cats and their teenage rebellious streaks than I would my dog when she's rambunctious and not, I don't want to say not able to listen, because certainly, you know, I could beat her with a 2x4 or something like that and make her listen, right? But she's not inclined to listen, and it's very curious trying to train a dog when they're in that state, because, like, if I want to give her a treat for calming down or whatever, it's like, that's great, and that will work. But first I have to get her attention and get her to calm down, and how does one do that without giving her a treat? Because if I give her a treat in that scenario, then she's being rewarded for being rambunctious or whatever. But I have to get her attention with that treat without giving it to her. You know, like, hey, focus, eyes on me here, look. And it doesn't always work because, you know, she's 19 months old or whatever. So I understand why school teachers dealing with second graders or first graders, I understand why there would be issues. They should be probably better paid, I would argue, than the high school teachers. But I think the opposite is true. I tend to think that the...
Yeah, because I'm not positive about that, but it would make sense because the curriculum that they're teaching is more difficult. So typically...
They had to actually learn a little more than an elementary school teacher in school.
Exactly. So if you're teaching high school, you might need a master's degree, where if you're teaching kindergarten or first grade, you might not need a master's degree in teaching. You might get by just having a bachelor's degree in teaching.
You know what's interesting? Like, teachers say that they're not paid enough, but there's also an extreme oversaturation in the market of teachers. Like, there's way more people who want to be teachers than actual, like, teaching jobs. Yet they don't get paid enough. How does that work?
I mean, that's probably why. Why would we pay you more if everyone... if there's enough teachers, but it appears that that's not the case anymore.
I actually looked into this, and I don't remember why I looked at it. I don't remember what in God's, what possessed me to want to ever be a teacher. But this is one of the things I had forgotten about, right? But I did look into getting a degree in secondary education, which is what you need in order to teach high school, or I think elementary. I don't remember exactly what you needed for elementary, but I didn't want to teach elementary anyway. You know, high school is probably better, or I think I wanted to teach in college. I don't even remember now because this was such a long time ago, and I don't remember why the hell I even looked into it. To teach at college, you needed a master's degree in the field or a PhD in the field. Like, if you want to teach, you know, mathematics in college, you need, you know, a master's or a PhD in mathematics. But to teach in high school, you don't need any of that. Like your your biology teacher in high school, they don't have a master's in biology or anything like that. They just have a degree in secondary education. They may have an interest in chemistry or biology or whatever, but they certainly not an expert. If I recall correctly, at least, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe you out there listening can correct me, 603-283-6160. I had to pause for a minute, make sure I wasn't giving out my personal cell phone number, which, you know, I've come pretty close to doing here on the show. Give me a call. Let us know, because surely someone out there is an educator. They are a teacher, and they can explain why there is this teacher shortage, because it is an easy, cushy job. They only work, first of all, 5 days a week. Guaranteed 5 days a week. And I say And I say that's guaranteed because I've worked a lot of jobs that were, you know, 5 days a week or whatever, and very often I end up working 6 days a week and sometimes 7 days a week. So this is guaranteed because school isn't open on Saturday or Sunday, so you can't go there to work even if you want to.
Well, there's, like, days where teachers go in just for planning and stuff like that, but that just seems like the easiest, funnest thing ever. Like, oh, I got to go in and plan what I'm going to teach this week and also put up Halloween decorations. Oh, the horror.
I would hate that. And the worst part about public school is that they have to follow the state curriculum. They don't get to plan what they're teaching. They have to follow the state curriculum, so even if they're like, this sucks, this is boring, and I want to teach something that's either more interesting or more engaging or challenging for the kids in their classroom, they don't have the freedom to do that.
And I don't know how it is for all grades, but I know that all of my high school teachers, they had a free period where they could do all their planning and their grading and stuff like that. And I know it probably sucks for them to take home tests and homework or whatever and grade them, but, you know, don't give out homework. You won't, I mean, so what, teacher, you don't want to have homework? Well, then stop giving it to your students.
Well, that might also be coming from the top down, though. I'm sure a lot of teachers don't want to do that stuff.
Actually, I remember in elementary school, there was a teacher that was in the fifth grade teacher group, but it wasn't my teacher, and she was famous for not giving out homework, and I really wanted to be in that class, but I wasn't. And around when I was actually in fifth grade, the school just started forcing her to give homework.
Yeah, which previously, I don't want to just throw out a random number, but years ago, homework wasn't really a thing. This is more of a newer
thing.
All
through me being in school.
But, you know, previous to that, though,
okay,
this
like
is...
the 70s and
nowadays,
60s, 70s.
And nowadays, the amount of homework that they're giving kindergartners, first graders, second graders, a second grader should not have homework. That's ridiculous. You just made them sit in a school all day long for 8 hours when they're supposed to be out playing because they're a child, And now that's not enough. Now you have to send them home with even more work, as if the 8 hours they already did wasn't enough.
And isn't there countless, you know, pieces of evidence out there demonstrating that homework doesn't help students retain any information that is useless?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Homework is useless. It's stupid. And, you know, once these kids are out of school, they should be out of school. Just like when they get out of work, they should be out of work. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about this teacher shortage and what exactly...
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Eligible, they need to call Liberty Legal. Contaminants in the drinking water have led to these serious diseases, and legislation is now available for veterans and family members who may qualify for financial help from the government. There may be a time deadline, so don't wait. Call 888-918-1037. Anyone that has lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and has had cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, the money is already set aside. 888-918-1037. 888-918-1037.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal: we leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a non-profit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering, and your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is everybody to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we do have an Odyssey channel. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go where you don't have to worry about us disappearing from one day to the next. Of course, we are not currently streaming to YouTube. And I don't know if we just haven't turned that back on or what. I haven't actually looked into it, and because none of us really care. YouTube sucks. They're constantly suspending us, banning us, and we're rarely more than one strike away from permanent channel deletion for, quote, medical misinformation or something like that. I mean, we're not encouraging people to revolt. We're not saying that Sandy Hook was a false flag or any of this other nonsense. We're just encouraging people to think for themselves. And the stuff that we're saying that is medical misinformation is just 2 years ahead of the curve. Because what we're seeing right now is, you know, the CDC and these other governmental organizations come in and say, oh, yeah, hey, guys, guess what? It turns out that natural immunity is even better than the vaccines. And it's like, yes, we know. We said that 2 years ago, and we got suspended from YouTube for saying it. So that's the kind of crap we're getting suspended for. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. There, we're always there. One day to the next, you don't have to worry about us disappearing or getting suspended or whatever. That's video.freetalklive.com. All of the Free Talk Live video archives can be found there because they have a handy little export button where you can, with just the click of a button, you can take all of your videos from your YouTube channel. So if you have a YouTube channel, there's really no reason not to also be on Odyssey. All it takes is a single click. Check out our channel at video.freetalklive.com and, you know, give us a follow, subscribe, a like, a share, all of that great stuff. Over at video.freetalklive.com. This is a call-in show, though, and we do have Ridley on the line from New Hampshire, calling from the RidleyReport.com. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I have updates on the, you're talking about the overpaid babysitters that are teachers in the public schools. Mm-hmm. I have some news on the overpaid teachers in Manchester, New Hampshire.
All right. Is something going on there in Manchester that I wasn't aware of?
Yeah, the overpaid babysitters continue their underperformance. So what happened was, I guess there was a study done, or the researchers, you know, 2 years ago, indicated that the third graders were only a little over, I guess, over so somewhere between 20% and 30% of third graders were actually able to read at a third grade level in Manchester. That was a few years ago. The news is, Carla Garrett is reporting this. She says now it's down to 10%.
Well, that's crazy.
Probably partially because of the masks and like people or kids not being able to go to school for months and things like that.
Yeah, that one surprised me.
I'm not surprised to hear it. I think it's for a different reason, though. And I remember this from when I was in school. No one read. I was one of the few kids I knew who had, you know, a book that I would bring with me to read when I was done with schoolwork or whatever. Most kids would just draw or pass notes or whatever.
Yeah. And but did they make you read, though?
No. I enjoyed reading. I mean, but I was from a family that encouraged me to read from a very early age. They were like, hey, look, read this book. It's fantastic. Get lost in this fantasy world or whatever, where most kids, they're instead just sat in front of a television or whatever, and they're not encouraged by their parents to pick up a book and read, and so they never do it.
Did you ever get in trouble for reading in class?
Oh, yeah.
I did. I would be
all the time.
Yeah, I would be like uninterested in what the teacher's saying, and I already got it, so I try to read my book because I brought it to school and get in trouble.
I used to always ditch class to like go hide somewhere and read, but typically, I mean, even kids, the teachers would assign them, like give them reading assignments and stuff. Even in third grade, we had reading assignments in third grade.
Yeah, but
now third graders can't read.
Didn't everybody just cheat off you because you actually read it and they didn't?
Well, they said they can read. They just aren't reading at a third grade level. So they're reading at a first grade level or kindergarten level or whatever. And that's just a matter of, you know, not practicing.
I feel like in like third grade, they just read to you anyway. The teacher would read to us. Basically, we'd follow along and the teacher would read to us.
See, one of the things I hated most was that we didn't do that. Like, we would take turns reading. Each kid would,
oh, yeah, the popcorn style.
Yeah, I hate that, too.
I don't know, popcorn style.
That's what they called it. That's what you were describing, yeah.
That's what they called it when I was in school, too, be called popcorn, because you got to call on the next kid.
And then you would always have that kid that would take forever to read.
Well, that was all of them, right? Yeah. And they all took forever to read because none of them read as a hobby. None of them read for fun. So in the time it took them to read aloud one paragraph or whatever, I was on page 15.
Yeah.
So I'm not, Dave, thank you so much for the information tonight. I'm not at all surprised to hear this. We do have this culture of people just not reading. Adults don't read, so the kids never see their adults, their
yeah.
parents reading.
That's a great point.
That's the best thing about my mom. It's like anytime you see her, she's just reading some new book. She goes through like a million books a week.
That's great. And it is totally true that a lot of people don't read anymore. Even people that I know personally who used to be avid readers in the past, now they're like, well, I'm kind of over it. Now I'm just going to watch movies and TV shows because it's just so much easier. But there's just something so different about reading a book. It's not only the act of reading, but the acts of activating your imagination. And it's, to me, it's so much more fulfilling than watching TV because you get to create that world within your mind and you get to choose what the little details are. And to me, that's just so much more freeing than mindlessly watching something on the TV.
It is significantly better. Stephen King wrote a book called On Writing that was about this exact subject, about how writing conveys so much more to people than television and movies and stuff like that. Dude, like he described this scene about a rabbit being in a cage on a desk or whatever and had a number 8 written on his back and painted on his back, rather, and all this other stuff. And then he stops asking the reader at the end of it, like, now what color was the desk? And of course, he never mentioned the color of the desk, and just subconsciously every reader out there had created their own interpretation yeah. of that desk. It was no longer Stephen King's story. It was equally the reader's story because the reader was creating it as they read it based on, he never described what color the rabbit was either, but almost everyone imagined, you know, a fluffy white rabbit. But
yeah.
he never said that. Maybe it was a dark gray rabbit. The act of reading itself, it is, in that sense, is an act of creation. And it calls upon so many elements of the brain that people aren't using when they're watching television or whatever, because all of that information is filled in for them. You don't have to imagine, or you don't have to fill in the blanks about what color the desk is, because the desk is drawn there on the screen. But, Bunny, you give your mother credit for that, and it's one of the few things I have to actually give my father credit about, was that the love for reading was something that he gave to me directly. He was the one who taught me all about reading and these wonderful ways that you can get lost in, you know, fiction and nonfiction alike. And I had never really considered it. I was just playing video games and stuff like that and couldn't get into reading. He was like, well, you're not doing it right. And so he read me like the first paragraph of some adult fiction book that he got, because it was always fantasy, because that was what I was into and that was what he was into. And I was like, wow, I didn't even, that's not in the book. I didn't read that. He was like, well, read it again like I just did. And I read it again. I was like, hey, you're on to something, right? So reading, it's important, and I wish more people did it, and I wish more parents encouraged their kids to do it. I don't even think that's the fault of the teachers, though. I can't blame teachers for that. That's parents. 603-283-6.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows inflation is causing hardship for a majority of Americans. Gallup reports 56% of respondents describe their experiences as moderate to severe hardship. That's up from only 49% who said the same in January. A judge isn't granting Elon Musk's request to delay a trial over his bid to buy Twitter. However, claims made by a whistleblower can be added to his countersuit. The whistleblower claimed Twitter has major security shortcomings that threaten privacy on the platform and national security. Changes are continuing in Uvalde, Texas after a school shooting last May. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the state inspector general.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Phones are open and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in on whatever you can talk about the teacher shortage, or you can talk about whatever is important to you, or whatever, just whatever you want to talk about. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I'm so excited. I've got 5 ounces of silver on the way here from bullionmax.com/FTL. If you want to get some silver for yourself, that's where you should go to check it out. You get 5 silver coins. This is their silver starter package. You get it at the employee discount. It's just over $130 for 5 ounces of silver, and that price that I just quoted there, that includes the shipping, the handling, all of that stuff. So you can already tell. And this, it's not just 5 ounces of silver. You may be wondering, the price of an ounce of silver is like $21 or something like that. So where's all this extra cost coming from? Well, it's not just a plain 5 ounces of silver that you're getting. There's like an American Eagle coin that's coming. All of this other great stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait because I love silver. I love gold. I love cryptocurrency. I love all manner of alternative currencies that aren't the USD, because the USD is blood money. And I prefer not to use blood money when the option is available. And right now, obviously, I'm not able to use cryptocurrency, but I can use gold and I can use silver. And those are like cryptocurrency, untainted by the U.S. government. It's not blood money. It's peace money, as I like to think about. And when, you know, once those get here, they should be here this Saturday. I've been hoping they were going to arrive early because I've had the UPS tracking information for like 8-9 days now, and I don't know exactly how long it's been, but it's been quite a while, and I was like, surely, where are they coming from if it's taking them, you know,
right,
a week of actual shipping through UPS? But, you know, it's Wednesday now, and it looks like Saturday, for whatever reason, it is accurate, and that's when it's going to be here. But I look forward to showing these things off here on the streams, so looking forward to it. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. If you want to snag this deal for yourself, it is limited to only one per household. So you got to get it before your roommates do. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. I'm looking forward to it. And you, too, can use money that is free of war and blood and death and destruction and inflation and all of that great stuff. Bullionmax.com/FTL. Now, we're talking about the teacher shortage here, or the alleged teacher shortage. We haven't even gotten into it because we've been talking about all of the other aspects of education here. Like, Ridley called in to talk about the terrible reading levels, but that's not new, right? When I was in school, I had a college reading level as early as like the fifth grade or something like that. It was because I loved reading, and I was always reading adult literature because that was what fascinated me. And you have these young adult books or whatever, where you, like Goosebumps. I don't even think Goosebumps was young adults. It was probably kids or whatever. But I could read a Goosebumps book in like half an hour because there was no meat to it. There was nothing interesting in it. And after you read five or six of them, I actually would like to, in hindsight, I would like to go back and read all of the Goosebumps books because I tend to think some of them were probably entertaining.
Yeah, I actually think that would be kind of fun.
It would be, wouldn't it? I might have to look on Amazon to see if I can order a set or something like that, because you got to think a whole set of them has got to be like maybe $100 for all 40 or 50 or whatever. It can't be expensive.
I like fiction, but I haven't been able to read fiction in so long because it's just like I feel like I'm wasting my time. But you guys have really kind of convinced me, like, and now it makes me want to go back and read some fiction. It just feels like I'm wasting my time because there's so many nonfiction things I literally want to learn and, like, read about and know more about, and fiction feels like a waste of time.
You can learn from fiction, though. There are plenty of fiction books. I was talking about on the break how I was reading Fountainhead.
Yeah.
That's a fiction book, technically.
I've never heard of Fountainhead.
It's an Ayn Rand book.
Okay. I've never read anything that she's written.
Yeah.
I would recommend We the Living. It's so good.
I don't want to fall into the trap that so many other libertarians do, where they reference Ayn Rand like every other, like she was the greatest author ever. So I just sort of avoided her entirely.
That's why I've never read Mary Rothbard or the other one, Mises. I've never read those guys.
I don't get like weirdly obsessed with people like that. I really do enjoy Ayn Rand books. I really enjoy her writing style and, you know, they're always very interesting, and I obviously like a lot of the points that she's making, but I couldn't see myself worshipping her. I mean, I'm more anarchist than she is, I would say, so there's a lot of points that she makes that I'm like, kind of missed the ball on that one, but...
To me, Ayn Rand is a lot like Heinlein. It's just one of these authors that libertarians talk about all the time, and it's like, okay, well, we've already got libertarians talking about those authors. I want to find some other authors to talk about. Like, Ken Follett has this book called Paper Money, and I've been wanting to read it, but Ken Follett writes books that are like 1,000 pages long, like Stephen King's The Stand or whatever.
And that's why I won't read Atlas Shrugged ever.
Oh, it's such a good book, though. I finished that audiobook in a week. 64-hour-long audiobook. It was so good. I finished it maybe 2 weeks. But I also listened to it on, like, double time, so that helps.
We listened to 1984 recently because I just didn't feel like rereading it, but fiction is great for audiobooks. I hadn't thought about that.
I like fiction in general. I don't think I have to constantly be learning something. I can set aside time throughout each day to learn something or to work on a skill or to be productive or something like that. But I also think that one should unwind and have some leisure time, some time to relax and, you know, to just enjoy a good story or whatever.
Well, it lights up different parts of your brain, right? So even though you might not be learning something, you are still filling your brain with different sorts of information. You're activating your imagination, and I think that there are definitely some very positive things that can happen from reading books that might not be teaching you something.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point.
I used to have an actual library. It wasn't a big library or anything like that. It was a collection of books. Books are one of the few things that I feel like it's okay to collect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hate collecting things. If I have a large collection of video games, sure, they're all digital. They take up no space whatsoever beyond, you know, the size of the hard drive that they're on. But other people, they have entire rooms full of video game collections, stuff like that. I'm like, that's a tremendous... I have a friend who's one of these people. She recently moved from Ohio to Tennessee, and she's complaining about how they have to make yet another trip with a U-Haul to get all of their stuff. I mean,
it's got too much stuff.
Yeah, man. It's like, dude, scrap all. I have the exact same crap, but it's all on a hard drive, and if I needed to move from one state to another, it's not going to require me to make multiple trips.
This is the future.
And books, I was sort of the same way for a very long time where, you know, you can just download an ebook onto your phone or whatever and you have it right there, and that's fine, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not good for your eyes.
It's not good for your eyes, and then for the future, if you're, and you know, an EMT attack or whatever, you don't have electricity or something like that, you know, not that I think that's going to happen.
But, if it did, and not only that, is when we're seeing on the internet how a lot of definitions are being changed. You can go and grab a Webster's dictionary from 20 years ago, look up a definition of a word, and look it up online, and they will be two different definitions.
And also, in the same vein, I just ordered two things from Amazon, physical books, even though I'm a Kindle fanatic. I have, like, a library on Kindle, which will make me really sad if my, you know, if internet ever goes away or whatever. But I ordered this book. Oh, man, I'm not going to remember what it's called. It's called, like, The 55 Survival Skills. I've seen it a lot. It's, like, a red cover with, like, lots of guns and things on the front cover. Okay. And a book called... like medicinal plants in New England and identifying them, so that way I have them.
Those are good books to have physical copies of.
Yeah, like if you were how to survive the apocalypse or whatever, you would want the physical copy of that book.
Yeah.
But, you know, more recently, after I got out of jail, in fact, and had been awaiting trial for the Crypto 6 or whatever, I started rebuilding my library because I suddenly found value in having actual physical copies of books. And it's so much easier on the eyes, and there's just something different about, okay, I'm setting aside this time to go get this book and to read, and that's what I'm going to do.
It's instant serotonin when you're, like, flipping pages.
603-283-6160. Coming up, talking about this teacher shortage, it is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki, and you can join us 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's where you need to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency. Head on over there, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. And it is important. It is world-changing. I'm sure you've heard about Bitcoin. Even if you don't know anything about it, you've certainly heard about it. I mean, it was advertised in the Super Bowl. I mean, come on. If you're anywhere in New England, you probably know that your hero, Tom Brady, is really big into cryptocurrency. I believe he
I didn't even know that.
I believe he still
has... from here.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I said I didn't even know he's from here.
I don't know if he's... From he, well, he was the Patriots
quarterback
for a while.
He lives in Massachusetts. But,
he did.
He did, yeah. Whatever.
I mean, he's in Florida now, as a lot of people tend to do. They go down there to retire or whatever. I think he's in Florida. I don't know. I don't follow it that closely. I just know, you know, he's really popular and he's into Bitcoin. He receives, I think, part of his paycheck in Bitcoin and on social media.
Oh, okay.
I think he still has laser eyes, you know, for Bitcoin to reach $100,000. Yeah.
Paris Hilton had laser eyes for a while, and she was promoting, like, NFTs and stuff like that.
That seemed more scammy, though, to me.
Yeah.
At one point, Tom Brady, for like his 1,000th pass touchdown or whatever, I don't remember. There was some ball that ended up in the hands of a fan that he wanted, right? And it was his ball. He was like, I completed 1,000 passes or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And he offered the fan, I think it was a different signed football, a whole Bitcoin, and something else.
A whole Bitcoin?
Yeah, at the time. I don't remember what the value of Bitcoin was at the time.
Oh, so this was a while ago?
Yeah, but it went up,
I think it was higher then. I think it was like $50,000 per. But I mean,
that's still a lot. I'll take it.
Tom Brady's got plenty of money, okay? I have no doubt about that. One Bitcoin is probably pretty much meaningless to him. But I don't remember all the specifics about that. I just know he's into it. A lot of people are into it. There's a lot of these major athletes that are now receiving some or all of their payment in Bitcoin. And if you still haven't gotten on the train yet, it has not left. Bitcoin.com is where you need to go. Just click getting started and learn about it. Don't just dive into it. Don't just buy it. First, learn about it at Bitcoin.com. And if you do already know about it, you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use website that's news.bitcoin.com. You can even get some cryptocurrency there if you want. You have some Bitcoins, some Bitcoin Cash. They even have a wallet you can use. Everything cryptocurrency right there at Bitcoin.com. Well, we're talking about the teacher shortage here. We haven't actually gotten into the teacher shortage yet because we've been talking about other related things. So tell us what's going on here, Nikki. What is the teacher shortage? Because I'm not aware of a teacher shortage.
So it appears that there is a teacher shortage in different states across the United States. So rural school districts in Texas are switching to four-day weeks this fall due to lack of staff.
Rural, like Uvalde? Because I think they probably had different issues there. I mean, why would I want to be a teacher at one of these rural Texas schools if, you know...
They had their first day, so clearly somebody's teaching there.
But I wouldn't want to be.
I wouldn't. Oh, God, no.
If there was a school shooter and it was going to take hours for the police to come in and do anything about it, and
leave the whole city, I mean, or town or whatever it is.
I would not
live there.
I would become a teacher for a private school that allowed me to possess a firearm.
Yeah.
But I certainly wouldn't stay in a public school.
Yeah. So it doesn't specify which school districts in Texas. But just the switching to a four-day week, I mean, just that alone, no matter where it is, that is... That's unheard of. I mean, 5 days, day weeks across the board.
Are they doing 4 tens or are they still 8-hour days?
That's a good question. It doesn't
and
say in the article
going
either.
To help the shortage? Are they?
That's also a great question.
Yeah, I'm
thinking maybe other staff too, like lunch ladies, janitors, all sorts of things.
Yeah, but that's not going to do anything about there being fewer teachers.
You're right. Giving them less hours. That's weird.
Yeah. It just means they're working less. It means the welfare whores are working even less now, which sounds like was something they would want, but it's not going to do anything to alleviate the shortage or to make the shortage better. If anything, it would require them to work more hours if there was actually a teacher shortage.
Yeah.
So quite the opposite. This suggests that there's a teacher surplus, which would make sense given how cushy and easy the job is.
So also, Florida is asking veterans with no teaching background to enter classrooms.
Oh, good Lord. Why?
Yep. Why veterans?
Because all they need to do, because they just need to train them to be good little Romans.
Good point.
And who better to do that than former soldiers?
Exactly. Arizona is allowing college students to step in and instruct children.
Oh, man, there's going to be, there are so many things wrong with that. Look, I know your average college student isn't a creep. But there are plenty who are, and now you're talking about having your 21-year-old incel college student teaching your 16-year-old high school girls.
I'm hoping
a terrible idea.
These are education majors and not just like random exercise science majors and gender studies majors, you know what I mean?
I don't know. My best teacher I've ever had in my life was not a licensed teacher, and I don't know all the background on that. I don't know all the details, but he was only allowed to teach at my school in Utah on the military base, which was just a regular public school, for 1 year, and then he wasn't allowed to come back. I think he didn't successfully finish his... But he was still in college, and he was our teacher, and he was the best teacher I've ever had. And I didn't know that most of the time. I thought I hated physics, and then I went to moved in the middle of the school year, and when I was in his physics class, it was great. And he was a licensed teacher, and he was still in college, basically. I think he was 8 years older than me.
Probably just wasn't burnt out yet.
But he was such a little nerd. He wasn't a creep, so that helps.
Physics is a fascinating subject if you have someone who can explain it to you, correctly in a non-boring way. But so many of the teachers, they're not passionate about their field or whatever, and they just relay facts to you in a very troll sort of way. Like, I think about my high school math teacher, my high school geometry and algebra 2 teachers and trigonometry teachers. None of them were passionate about their subject, and I look back and it's almost insulting how they could treat this field that encompasses the entire universe and all that is and all that ever will be and breaks it down into formulas and quantifies it and measures it and studies it and gives you all these calculations where you can predict what's going to happen then. And they teach all of that in this most boring, sterile environment ever. It's like it's designed to keep children from becoming interested in the subject matter.
Probably.
Yeah, that's so true. And my physics teacher in Texas, when I thought I hated physics, he was also a football coach, and I think that that's the most ridiculous setup ever. Like, people just want to be football coaches, so they become teachers.
That was the case for every male teacher that I had in high school was also a coach. In fact, we didn't even have a Mr. at our school. We didn't have a Mr. Erickson or a Mr. Davison or a Mr. whatever. It was all coaches.
Really? I hated that.
Our coaches were always separate. You were either a teacher or a coach. Very rarely were people both in our school.
I feel like almost all of my male teachers were also coaches, and I hated the students that called them coach whatever. I never did. I was like, I'm not calling you coach. You're not my coach.
I think we had one who wasn't a coach. Nikki, where did you go to school at?
Yeah, I went to school in Massachusetts.
Okay.
But I also grew up in a very, like, rich town.
Okay.
So they probably were, like, hiring coaches and stuff. Our school district was pretty... It ranked pretty high within Massachusetts, too, so I don't know if any of that plays a factor into it.
My school was, too. It was in, like, a growing suburbs in Texas, in Cibolo, Texas, and it's, like, a huge thing. It's just that football is so huge there. We, like, went to nationals twice or state, or I don't even know, because I don't care.
That's what I was going to suggest is that... Our experiences are different because you're from Texas and I'm from Mississippi, and in both of those, sports ball is all people care about.
That's how it was at my school. The football team was like, you know, would go to nationals and people were obsessed with it. So I was assuming maybe that was why they were like hiring all these expensive coaches to go teach, and maybe they had, I mean, where the town that my high school was in, the taxes there are very, very high. So I'm assuming the school has a lot of money to burn, and I'm assuming a lot of those rich parents that drive into Boston to work are donating a lot of money for the school.
Maybe it's the same law. Maybe in Massachusetts they don't allow the crap that was going on in my school in Texas, which is basically people who just want to be football coaches teaching me physics.
It could be. I mean, that was my experience as well. My physics teacher in high school, he was the girls' basketball coach or something like that. And he's just not very good at teaching and not very interested.
I bet he was a great basketball coach, though.
I don't know if he was or not, because, you know, I didn't play on the girls' basketball team. So they didn't take home any state championships. So I don't know. We're going to talk more about this teacher shortage, though. And you can join us, 603-283-6160. Or maybe you want to defend the honor of teachers that we've been trashing for the last hour. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.